NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Well, Gemini season is well and truly upon us. And so I thought, who better to talk to for Long Player than Ben James Leo, the Auckland-based electronic producer who was formerly part of Headspins and also made music under the name Sunblood, who has recently released his latest four-track EP called Gemini Season. He came into the studio and we had a wee chat about it.
So my name's Ben James Leo. I make music.
You've just released Gemini Season, a little four-song EP.
Yeah, I have.
Sounds like it had been made during quite a busy time for you, traversing the globe.
Yeah, it was a super hectic couple of years that I've had some of these songs for, actually. Just moving around heaps, and like I've lived in four different countries in the past year, I think. So yeah, it's been pretty hectic.
You're calling Auckland home for now?
Yes, for now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
What prompted the that sounds stressful to me, moving around a lot like that.
Yeah.
What prompted that?
I think I just wanted to travel, and I hadn't done any, at all, and most people I knew had done some. And in pretty typical Gemini fashion, I was like, I'm just going to try and do it all at once, which was really good and really interesting and really worthwhile, but yes, very, very stressful. Yeah.
Gemini season caught my attention foremost because I am also a Gemini.
Oh, no way. What's up?
And then, so I read the little blurb about the EP, exploring the balance of conflict of astrology's most hated sign, and I was like, what? We can't be astrology's most hated sign. Geminis are lovely individuals. And then I googled it and it was legit.
I didn't know this either, but I had like I don't know what you'd call them, like a waiter or something once at a restaurant, and I was with another Gemini at the time, and they found out that we were both Geminis, and they were just like, get away from me. Like, don't talk to me. Like, I'm changing tables. And I was just like, holy shit. Like, people really don't like Geminis.
Apparently Scorpios, too. That was
really
the other one that came up when I was doing my Googling. Like, do people hate Geminis?
Yeah. But it's funny, actually, since I've said that and been talking to more people about Geminis being pretty hated, yeah, a lot of people have had the same reaction. Like, oh, really? Geminis? I wouldn't have thought that.
Right?
Yeah.
So in terms of the four songs on Gemini Season, how does that play out with the music, that theme?
I was kind of looking for an overall theme for this record because a lot of the songs have been recorded at quite different times in very different places. And it was kind of that like search to try and connect them all that kind of led me to the theme of the record, I guess, which is that like even though all these like massive changes had happened and even though I lived in all these very different places and made songs throughout that time period, there was something that was like a through line between them all,
mm-hmm.
like a consistency, even though to me they feel like extremely inconsistent and like kind of scattershot. And that through line, I started thinking, probably was just the like Gemini-ness of kind of wanting to do everything all at once and like jack of all trades, master of none type thing.
Oh my God, it's like you read my bio.
Fellow Gemini.
Would you say that, you know, the places you've lived, we're talking here, Australia, New Zealand, obviously, the Netherlands, Germany,
mm-hmm.
have they sonically influenced these songs at all?
For sure, yeah, definitely. I thought at first that they hadn't, but now that I listen back to them, I'm like, yeah, no question. I'm not sure about Australia, that's kind of a hard one because I have quite mixed feelings about Australia in general. But definitely, definitely Germany. Like, I feel like I didn't really like techno before I moved there, and now I do. So.
Even the titles of the songs, you might have to help me with the pronunciation. The first song, Hassenheide, I looked it up, and it's a park in Berlin.
Yeah. It was the park next to my house. Like, all of the songs, actually, and I've been doing this for a while now, are like where I was, where I wrote the song originally, or where I like first came up with whatever started the song. And that's been a real useful technique in just kind of when you come back to them, or when you work on a song for a while, you can kind of quite quickly put yourself back in the headspace of maybe where you originally like came up with the start of the song. So yeah, with Hassenheide or any of the other ones, when I'm making it or mixing it or finishing it or playing it live again, having those names, it can be quite good at just like putting you right back there again. You're like, oh yeah, I remember what I was kind of feeling at the time, which is probably why I made this song. And then you can just take it from there.
From listening to the song, I feel like the feeling is peaceful.
That's good.
Like, I get, once I realized that we're talking about a park apparently where gymnastics originated.
Really? Uh-huh. Oh my god! That's as knowing that park. That's so funny. That's so weird.
Like, take us to Hessenheide a little bit. If you were like in the park, like lying there, or I don't know, hanging out, having lunch, or what? What's the park like?
Well, I really like it in some ways because it's typical of Berlin parks in the sense that you can like drink there, and no one's going to bother you, and you can kind of just like put out your like rug or mat and just like lie in the grass and have a chill, and that's really cool. But it's also quite like a raw spot as well. I found that with most of the parks and the natural environment in general over there, from like a New Zealander's perspective, yeah, it's really like quite industrialized for a park.
Right.
Yeah, like it's there's like grass and trees and stuff, but they're all quite like damaged and like wilted looking, and it's quite like muddy and stuff like that. So it's quite a beautiful place, but I think at the same time being there, I was kind of just always wishing that I was like in a nice park or like bit of the bush in New Zealand, you know?
The next track is NGV. I have to ask what that stands for.
It stands for National Gallery of Victoria, which is the main big art gallery / museum in Melbourne. And again, like, yeah, I always write, my song titles are always where I was when I first wrote it. So for that song, I was meeting some friends from Auckland, and they were coming over, and we thought, well, like, we'd go to the NGV together. And they were kind of late. And I was just like sitting outside, like on the stoop, like waiting for them, and just spent like 5 minutes like banging out a beat on my phone. And I was like, oh, okay, this is pretty cool, actually. So I was like, damn, I'm going to have to call NGV, but I just rolled with it.
Well, that brings me to my next question, because I was wondering what your setup is in terms of what equipment you're using or how you like to record. And with these songs, I guess because you're on the move a lot, it's not like you can carry massive synthesizers and things with you. So,
Yeah, you know, you can't. Like, I've spent the last couple of years having almost no gear, really, which at first I was a bit annoyed about. But I remember, like, reading something about Panda Bear making the album Person Pitch, which was, like, an album that I was super into when I was younger. It was like a massive change in direction for him musically, that he moved to Portugal, couldn't take any of his gear with him, and just like ended up with like just a sampler. And he's like, I have to make an album. Like, this is all I've got to do it on. So I was like, okay, that's kind of cool. And also, like, you know, thinking about people like Soulja Boy, like, who make music on like just a cracked copy of Fruity Loops with stock sounds and stuff, you know, like that. I feel like some of the best stuff in the world comes from
like innovation.
Yeah, innovation and having some like limitation to you, because otherwise, like, you get stuck into being one of those people that's just got like thousands of dollars worth of like modular gear or something, and like you spend all your time like soldering and no time actually making music.
GV, I did sort of apply my own sense of the Gemini season theme to it, in that you work with these kind of crisp electronic sounds, but also bring in really warm tonal kind of percussion and bass sounds, and the duality that you're balancing there. And I really like that.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I try and have, yeah, again, that's kind of the central thing, like you hit on it with, I didn't even really realize it was a Gemini thing. Like, I just thought that's how I saw things, was like everything's about balance. But then, yeah, once I started talking to other Geminis about it, I was like, oh, this is kind of like a collective thing that we've got going on. Yeah, because that's, I always think that like everything's better with a bit of balance. Like, it's like cooking, you know, you want a little bit of the spicy, a little bit of the creamy, a little bit of the citrus, a little bit of the, I don't know, bitters or whatever, you know. that's the key to to good cooking and good music, I feel like.
I like that.
Yeah.
The next song, I'm not going to be able to pronounce it, I don't think. Bad Bintheim?
Yeah, I don't even know how to pronounce it.
Obviously, this is another place in Germany.
Yeah.
Going with the theme here.
Yeah.
What significance does it have to you?
That one was an interesting one, because for a few reasons. Like, firstly, I had sent Hassenheide was the first song that I finished, and I'd sent that to the record label, you know, in the hopes that they'd be interested in it.
This is Finest Ego?
Yeah, yep. Finest Ego, Project Moon Circle. And yeah, I sent that to them, and I was kind of like, oh, maybe they'll be interested, but maybe not. And they were, and they were like, okay, cool, great, let's put out something. Like, what else have you got? And I freaked out. I was like, nothing good enough, like nothing finished.
Oh shit, why did I do this?
Yeah, exactly. So I freaked out, and I was, oh god, this is such a long story, but I was in the States at the time, and again, I had like no gear with me. Like, I was fully on holiday, and I was just like, oh my god, like, I'm gonna have to come up with something in the next month to like put a record together. And I just like couldn't do it, trying to finish old stuff, couldn't do it. And then when I got back to Germany, I realized I had this kind of like old little thing that I'd been toying around with, which I had originally started in, yeah, like Bad Bentheim, I guess it's called, which is like a town, it's the first town over the German border from the Netherlands. So when I was moving to the Netherlands, which I loved, to Germany, which I didn't like quite as much, I felt a real strong difference when I'd crossed the border and was that town for the first time, and was like, oh, this is super different, and this is like what is going to be my life for the next little while. So yeah, I had that little bit lying around, and it kind of felt perfect to like finish that song off and kind of like round out the record in terms of having stuff, a journey from like way back, like songs that I made when I first moved to Melbourne, to stuff that was, yeah, very recent. We'll be right back.
there's like a little, I don't know if it's a sample or a sound that you've created, like a vocalization happening sort of in the instrumentation there.
Mm.
What's that?
That's my own vocals. Yeah.
It's quite manipulated.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I honestly don't, like, I was listening back to it and I was like, how did I even get it like this? Yeah, it's just my own vocals because I was using other vocals for a while and like vocal sampling and stuff like that. I really just like having a vocal element in all songs if possible.
So it sort of plays itself as an instrument rather than like a lyric.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, because there's something weird about the human voice, eh? Like people just connect with it, even if it's, you can't understand what it's saying, it's in a different language, like anything. But I've been using vocal samples for ages, and it gets a bit hard after a while, like finding new stuff that hasn't been sampled 1,000 times, like sure. acapellas from the internet and stuff. And it also kind of gets into like weird legal gray area.
And I guess perhaps like it's something that you might want to draw meaning from in a way.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, yeah, exactly. It's nicer using your own vocals as well, I think. So yeah, I've been trying to just exclusively use my own vocals now, even if that means doing crazy stuff to it, like that one.
Mm.
Yeah.
That brings us to the final track on the EP. Can you say it for me?
Again, I don't know if this is right, but I always read it as Nene.
Yeah, that's how I would have said it too,
yeah.
Nene.
I think
N-E-N-E. When I get to the song, I feel like I've actually have completed a journey that I didn't realize I was on a little bit tonally through the EP, because this song is a touch more ominous,
yeah.
I think, than the others, and it's heavier in the bass and everything.
Mm.
Was that an intentional way that you laid out the songs for the EP?
Definitely. And it felt, yeah, that just felt like the right one to have at the end. Yeah, because it is like quite a bit darker and heavier than the other ones, and I felt kind of weird like dropping that in the middle and then trying to like lighten it up again at the end, like so yeah, that felt right to have at the end of the record. And I should mention as well, again, I wrote that in a chicken shop in Melbourne, which is called Nene Chicken.
Oh.
There's two of them in Melbourne. If anyone ever gets the chance to go to Melbourne, or I think they have some in Singapore as well, hit that chicken place. It's super good. Thank you.
That was the long player, Ben James Leo, talking to me about his 4-track EP, Gemini Season. That's been released via Berlin label Finest Ego. So you can head over to their Bandcamp page and scoop it up. Otherwise, I'm sure it's on Spotify and all the regular places.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.